The real thing is that there is a break for 2 weeks. And this decision was informed by the current wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is causing a lot of problems in the country. Previously, Parliament had got three national functions. That was the election of the Speaker, the State of the Nation address by the President, and the budget. In all of those functions, all attendees in and outside Parliament had to go through a COVID test. Many of them were symptomatic, but a few of them were found to be positive, and they were not allowed to attend the functions. They went for isolation, some good treatment, have so far healed. But the wave still aggressive in the country, and the Parliament on a daily basis hosts at least 1,000 people. We have 200 journalists, over 200 daily coming to Parliament. We have members of Parliament. We have the staff. We have guests. We have the police, the security. So given the context of the current wave, Parliament thought it necessary to take a break.
Chris, my question is, what informed the decision for the 2 weeks window? Shouldn't it be more? Some are arguing that it should be more because of the wave that a country is experiencing from this global pandemic.
Precisely that. We wanted to have it more, but you know, it is a new parliament. Most of the activities have not yet been concluded. We have not yet formed the committees of parliament. So without committees of parliament, it means parliament is not fully constituted. So the pandemic is an inconvenience to the normal operations. It is why we say let the MPs disperse first for 2 weeks. As we monitor together with Ministers of Health the spread of the pandemic, then where need be, members can be called back to handle a particular business that affects the country. And again, go back. How should we monitor how the disease is being handled? We couldn't go for longer because cabinet has just been formed and the parliamentary committees have not been executed. The government chief whip and opposition chief whips have to nominate their members to committees of parliament. That will mean parliament will be fully constituted. But before we do that, the pandemic is threatening and parliament has to take action to help the country fight this. It's difficult to keep bringing over 1,000 people on daily basis to one institution when actually the spread is threatening the country. That's why we decided to say, let's have a 2 weeks break and monitor what happens. If we see numbers coming down, then we can, depending on the business that will be required, we can call Parliament back to that business. While cognizant of the fact that COVID is a real threat to the community, a threat to the country.
There were reports of some of the newly elected members of Parliament not having offices or their offices not being ready. How is Parliament addressing that issue?
Oh, yeah. The issue of offices for members of Parliament has been a long-standing problem. In the long term, Peter, we are constructing new chambers. We expect it to be finished to create more room for members and the offices. But we have been hiring offices for them. We have hired other offices. The contract for occupancy of the new hired premises begins on the 14th of July. So all members will be provided with accommodation. For now, the space that has been available before the increase of numbers is not enough for them. Parliament thought ahead to hire. Only the contracts begin next month. The long term is we are constructing the new parliamentary chambers together with offices to run away from rent.
How long will it take for the construction to be completed?
In the initial plan, it was supposed to have been ready by the time the 11th Parliament begins. But there were adjustments to the plan. And now that caused delays. We had to get clearance from several organs of government. And you know, the procurement system is a bit laborious, that it delays many projects.